Chapter 28, Light in the Darkness. There wasn't a lot of talking when the travelers woke in the morning. They avoided eye contact and each took their meal at the table when no one else happened to be there. Even Riverpaw and Evercloud didn't say much to each other. Both felt conversation would only bring the issues of the previous night back into focus. Riverpaw looked at his father, who sat observing the morning sky.
"He's worried," Riverpaw thought. "He always sky gazes when he's worried."
The young bear wanted to go to him, but he felt that pairing off now could permanently damage the group. There were some unwritten rules in life, and Riverpaw understood that his father and Ben were the only ones who could fix this problem. Ben sat at the table but barely ate. Worry had sapped his appetite. If he had jeopardized his family's quest because of his scruples, he wouldn't be able to forgive himself. "Have I failed us?" he wondered as he looked across the room at his brother. Ben wanted to say something to White Claw, anything to break the tension, but he thought better of it. "What can I say?" Ben thought. "We lied, and we still have secrets." Thomas hadn't been last night's target directly, but White Claw's reaction had put enough fear in him that he decided to keep his mouth shut. He sat against a wall and picked at an orange. He hadn't wanted Ben to tell their secrets, but now he wondered if it was right to divulge some secrets, but not all. Thomas felt the weight of conscience that Ben had wrestled with last night, and he didn't like it at all. "I know what's right," he thought. "It's right to protect the ones we love." White Claw struggled with his own inner turmoil. Was it more important to keep his guard up to protect his family, or to have allies, though trust brought risk? He weighed the benefits and disadvantages in his mind, and as he did so, he realized something sobering. Ben and Thomas were doing the very same thing he was, protecting the ones they love, while still trying to gain alliances. White Claw would have never divulged family secrets without first establishing trust. This revelation softened him, and in a strange way he felt he could trust Ben and Thomas more because of their loyalty to their family. They were not so different after all. White Claw walked to the table and sat near Ben. The man looked up, prepared for the worst, but tried not to show his fear.
"I can't blame you for acting in the best interest of your family," White Claw said. "It's no different from what I would do. I shouldn't have overreacted."
Ben's throat was dry. He coughed and took a sip of water before he could respond. "I'm sorry things had to be that way," Ben said. "And I appreciate that you understand why we made those decisions."
"We are much alike, Ben," White Claw said. "We hope for a better future, yet are so stubborn in holding to the ways of the past."
"But we're learning, aren't we?" Ben asked.
"I suppose we are," White Claw nodded.
Thomas heard the conversation and walked to the table. "So we're okay?" he asked as he stood next to White Claw.
"We are," White Claw confirmed.
Thomas nodded and tried to smile, but it still felt awkward and forced. Riverpaw and Evercloud sat at the table with the rest of the group, and Evercloud placed the hammer and the apple on the table. "So what do we do now?" he asked.
"We know we need to use the apple to poison the guardians," Riverpaw said. "Though where we can find the guardians is still a mystery."
"And we don't know what the hammer is for," Evercloud added.
"And it would seem to be a disadvantage that we have only one apple for two guardians," White Claw said.
"We can cut it in half, right?" Ben asked.
"We can touch it," White Claw said. "So I assume it's only the juice that is deadly. But I wouldn't dare have that juice touch my flesh. Cutting the apple could prove fatal."
"I suppose it would have been smart to take two apples," Evercloud said.
"No," Riverpaw disagreed. "The parchment said two items, the apple and the hammer. For all we know, it might have been a mistake to deviate from those instructions."
"You should probably talk to the statue again," Thomas said to Evercloud.
"Oh," Evercloud said. "Yeah. That's a good idea."
He picked up the apple and hammer and walked to the statue. Its eyes no longer glowed, but the compartment in its torso was still open. Hello? Evercloud cleared his throat and held the two items out in front of him. It is I, the one who passed the test. I have returned with the items. The two. Items. He paused and waited for a reaction, but there was no response. Evercloud looked inside the compartment and found it was still empty. The others joined him around the statue, too curious to stay away.
Maybe you should put the items into the compartment, Thomas suggested.
I don't think the hammer will fit, Evercloud said, but maybe the apple. Evercloud put the apple into the compartment, and it fit just fine. He closed the door and stood back. Without delay, the statue's eyes lit up. Riverpaw and Evercloud shivered as the eyes turned a sickly green color that reminded them far too much of the moss in Oldham's bog. Then something inside the statue whirred, and in a minute later, a second compartment popped open at the back of the statue. Evercloud reached inside and pulled out two glass vials of yellow liquid.
The juice? Ben guessed.
It must be, Riverpaw said. I suppose all that worrying was the statue juicing the apple. We can't touch the juice, but it can.
Evercloud pocketed the vials and turned back to the statue.
That still doesn't help us find the guardians, he said. There must be a place to fit the hammer.
Why not the hands? Whiteclaw suggested.
The fists of the statue were closed, but each had a gap the hammer might fit in. Evercloud tried the left hand, but the hole was too small. So then he tried the right. That also seemed too small at first, but Evercloud worked at it, and eventually the hammer slipped into place. The statue's eyes glowed violet, and for the first time it moved. Its arms jerked back and forth, and the group stepped back to be safe. The movement spread throughout the statue and became more fluid with each passing second. Then, all movement subtly stopped, and the statue addressed them.
Hello, it said without moving its mouth. My name is Tomaton. Thank you for waking me.
Hello, Tomaton, White Claw began. I am White...
Tomaton was not listening. He turned himself around and walked to the back wall. Once there, he cocked the hammer back and then brought it down with great force. A loud boom echoed through the room, and a large slab of the wall crumbled to the floor. When the dust settled, the travelers could see a passageway had been opened. Tomaton had revealed another staircase that led further up into the mountain.
Of course, more stairs, Riverpaw grumbled. Why not a nice slide going down?
Tomaton turned back to the group and stood motionless.
Please let me know when you are ready to continue, he said.
I think we've come to the point where we need to be ready for anything, Ben said as the travelers looked to one another. They each nodded in agreement, and then the men turned to retrieve their belongings. They secured their packs tightly, taking care that they wouldn't restrict movement in battle. Ben grabbed his blades and swung them through the air to stretch his arms. Thomas strung his bow and knocked an arrow, pointing toward the open end of the room to check his sight. Evercloud strapped his claw to his arm so it was tight but comfortable. He walked to Ben and handed him one of the vials.
Here, he said. One person shouldn't carry both of them.
Ben nodded and placed the vial in his pocket. Then the men returned to the bears, and they all nodded that they were ready.
We don't know the guardians wait up those stairs, White Claw said, but now is not the time to hope for the best. We must prepare for the worst. Don't lose those vials for any reason. For all we know, they are the only weapons we have to kill the guardians. And most importantly, stay together. These guardians have the power to keep the ancients at bay. To think one of us could harm them on our own is ludicrous. Be smart first, and brave second.
White Claw looked them each in the eye to make sure they understood what he said.
Do you have any questions?
White Claw asked. No one spoke.
Good, White Claw nodded. Now you must remember what it is we fight for. We fight to bring peace to this world, to free the ancients, to stop the great tyrant. Remember your mothers, your fathers, your sisters and your brothers. Remember all those who have loved you and remain close to your heart. For it is that love that has seen us through the darkness of this world. It is that love that has been a light. See that light. Feel its heat. Now become that light. For it is we who must now banish the darkness, and by everything I am, every thread of my being, I swear I will not fail. By the Everflame, he roared. By the Everflame, the others shouted in unison.
White Claw turned to Tomaton.
We are ready to continue.